Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, tuning in for a little action on comparing some RDP, which is our real draft position, to some of the data over there at Dynasty League Football, which is is used a lot for their ADP, just to see where we get some values. So some interesting stuff here in terms of where we are at versus where the market is at versus where the fake mock draft data is. So so we'll start with the quarterback position. Just look at some guys that are off a little bit and where value opportunities might lie. Sam Darnold over at DLF, 69.75. We have him at 101. So those are 101. That's a pretty significant difference there. More than two and a half rounds, 31.25 spots. Roethlisberger is going 103.75 over there as quarterback 32. We've got him at 133 overall in our draft position. So he is going a full almost two and a half rounds later as well. Teddy Bridgewater around later at he's going 136.25 over at DLF, 151 here. Matthew Stafford notably 26.25, quarterback 13 at DLF. That is 40 overall here. I would note I have seen that difference in the draft that I'm doing right now, where you get some people that are actually following that DLF ADP and really going up and getting aggressive at him at the 2-3 turn. But the market is not there yet. So some value opportunity on him. It looks like some of the quarterbacks, I think as a general rule, they're overdrafting quarterbacks, especially in that teen range. So you'll see it here. That's Stafford, their quarterback 13, their quarterback 15. Baker Mayfield going around earlier. They got him 31 and 31.25. We got him at 43. Some of this might be the tight end implication as well, although I will say it's not that big of a difference. Maybe it's like one or two spots for where these guys are going. So I wouldn't put it on that probably, because we're using tight end premium data. They are not. So maybe it's a spot or two difference, but that's pretty much it. So 10 pick, basically a full round difference there with Mayfield, 31.25 over there. He's going 43 in actual drafts. Jalen Hurts, 28.75 at quarterback 14. He's going 40 overall in actual drafts. 66.5 for Daniel Jones. He's going 75 overall. So that's, again, another round difference there. About two-thirds of a round, so 8.5 spots. 8 spots different for Tua Tagovailoa. He is going 43 overall at DLF, and he is going 51 overall in real drafts. Some other guys to note here, Garoppolo, a half a round difference, 101.5 over there. He's going at 108 here. I just look and see any of the guys that. So that's pretty much it. The rest of the guys are pretty close. There is really no one that's going earlier than them. Derek Carr is going slightly earlier than them, 3 picks earlier. He's going 64 for real drafts, and he's going at 67 over there. Kirk Cousins is going 49 overall. He's going 51.5. Matt Ryan is going 61 overall. He's going 62.75 over at DLF. So I do think that there is some. I think by and large they're overdrafting their quarterbacks compared to where the market is. So when you see guys like Carr, Cousins, and Ryan, like, yeah, they're not that much ahead of the market, but I think that's a pretty big difference when you sort of adjust for how quick their pacing is going, especially in the middle rounds there. So that's really the notes there on the quarterback position. We'll take a look here at running backs as well. And actually, this whole exercise was prompted by an appearance that I made this week on the Trade Addicts podcast. I'm sure it'll be coming out here, and I'll update you when it is. And when it does come out, when I get that information, I'll let you know. There was a conversation about a couple of players, and it was, he's going earlier, and there was this debate. I do think it's valuable data. So, and you'll see the bias. There's a ton of bias in the DLF numbers. James Robinson going 37 overall in real drafts. He's going 59 in mock drafts. So that's a almost two round difference. Devin Singletary, 20 and three quarters difference. He's going 165 overall with us. He's going 185.75 over there. That's RB 53. That's criminal, just so we have that clear. Anthony McFarlane is going 208 in real drafts. I think people are reacting to the fact that James Conner is going to walk. He's going 228.5 for DLF. Joshua Kelly is going 220 overall. He's going 234.5 over there. Josh Jacobs, no surprise, the market 25 overall, so right at the 2-3 turn. They've been pretty negative on Josh Jacobs for a while. So the fact that they're at 38.5 is a pretty true indication of that number being a reflection of their subscribers drafting, right? I mean, it would be like if Analytics of Dynasty subscribers drafted, our board would look like Analytics of Dynasty boards, and it would be different. Damian Harris, no surprise, he's around different, 110 overall, real drafts 123.5 over there. Zach Moss, it's a 12 round difference. David Montgomery is a 10 pick difference. I think I said 12 round for Zach Moss. It's 12 picks, 135 in real drafts, 147 over there. David Montgomery, 10 spots. They have him at running back 23. You know, we've got him at, we've got him 62 overall. So basically that 5-6 turn. Miles Sanders as well. They're, they have him at 9.5. Just looking at some other things here. Madison's about a half round higher. Yeah. So that's that. Let's look at guys that are significantly different. The market is, they have David Johnson at 126. The market's got him at 162. So that's three full rounds of data. So you can wait well past their number on him. Melvin Gordon, they have him at 104 and a quarter. We have him at 126. So again, that's a two round wait. Those are nice values there. Chase Edmonds, they've got at 122.75. We've got at 140 overall. So again, a round and a half difference. Todd Gurley is about a half round difference, or sorry, just a little over a round difference. They have him at 171.5. We've got him at 186. So that's a notable one. Miles Gaskin, 128.25. We've got him at 138. So there's guys that are values here based on going later in the draft than actual drafts. They're going later in the draft than some of that mock data is suggesting. Okay, looking at the receivers. So we do have, you know, this is kind of where it came up, was actually Stephon Diggs and J.K. Dobbins was actually the comp in terms of, hey, these guys are different. I'll just take a look here on Diggs. Diggs is at 31.75 at DLF. And in real draft, he is 29. And you just look at the value difference here, right? Why this stuff matters. DLF has Dobbins at 20, and he's going at 28. So they look around apart in valuation, but really they're right on the number of each other in terms of where the market's at. So big differences there. And when you're talking that high in the draft, those things definitely, they definitely matter. So some places where we're just looking, I'll just do some of the higher value guys. Tyler Lockett, they have 19.5 spots higher. So they got him at 91 overall. We got him at 10.03 overall. So that's 111. Let's see. Gabriel Davis, they've got at 132. We've got it 1305, so that's 149. Christian Kirk, they've got at 152.75. We've got him at 1412, so that's 168. So you're seeing a little over a round difference there. Mecole Hardman, a round difference. They've got him 164. We've got him at 175. That's the 15th round. Brandon Cooks, they have him at 121, and we've got him at one. He's literally at 11, 11, so 131 overall. Terry McLaurin, they've got him at 54.25. We have him at 64, so we'll see where that changes. They've got Michael Thomas at 44.5. We've got him at 54, so that's a 10-spot difference. Same 10-spot difference or 9.5-spot difference with Jarvis Landry. They've got him 124.5. We've got him at 134. Some of this might be a little bit tight end. Sort of once you get into that range, that might be a little bit tight end, but you know it's within a round. They've got Amari Cooper, 66.25, excuse me. We've got him at 74, so that's 7.02. That's that spot. That's that late sixth, early seventh spot. That's the jam right there. So DJ Moore, they got him 54.75. We got him at 62. That's 602 overall. So those are the ones that are like outside of a round difference. They're a round ahead, basically half a round ahead on Brandon Ayuk. They got him 68.5. We got him 75. So I still think there's value on Ayuk. Looking at some of the guys that they like a lot more, like a lot less in the market, Robbie Anderson. We have him at 1201. That's 133 overall. They got him 148.5. KJ Hamler, we got 1808 overall. It's 212. They got him 225. So a couple round, a round difference there. Marquise Brown, we got at 1012. They have at 13, 133.5. Excuse me. So that's basically a round difference there. Little over a round difference. Jalen Reagor, we got at 1001. That's 109 overall. They got at 121. So these are some of the guys you need to go up ahead and get. Tyler Boyd, we got at 812 overall. They got at 103. So that's a 7-pick difference. That's he's going 96 overall. He's going 103 there. Mike Evans, they are devaluing. Mike Evans is at 67 overall. That's 607 in a rookie draft or in a startup draft. They have him going at 71.25. Same with Allen Robinson. They have him going a little bit later. So we got him at 601. They have him at 64.5. So 601 would be 61 overall. So those are really the differences there. We'll just take a quick glance at tight end. It's not going to be that great of a comp because you're going to get some inflation because of the way we're scoring, but we can just take a look and see, you know, just what the order of some of these things looks like. It may not necessarily not so much in terms of the precise number mattering, but maybe the ordering of which mattering. So just looking here, they like Anthony Firkser more than the market does. Again, that's probably low sample size. They like Irv Smith more than the market does. So that data might be old too. So we'll see. We'll see on their data where that actually moves. Let's see some more here. I just want to see where like Austin Hooper is going like way ahead of where they're going. But again, a lot of that's tight end premium stuff. But we can sort by the order of which they go and just sort of compare them to the position, right? Because the ADP will be a little bit different, but the ordering of the position be notable. They have Kittle over Kelsey. Kelsey's going over Kittle in drafts, so that's notable. Let's see here. They have Kyle Pitts as tight end 4. So that's notable. Mark Andrews, they have at 5. Hockenson 6, Noah Fant 7. That is the order of which we have them. They have Irv Smith at 8, and that is he is actually going about 8 spots later than that. So that's a notable one that they're very high on. But he's going ahead of Goddard, Gesicki, Henry, Ingram, Tanyan. And so he's going after all of those guys in actual draft. So we'll see where the market moves with the Kyle Rudolph release. That'd be one thing we can watch for. Let's see who else we have here. So they have other outliers. So they have Logan Thomas at 11. We've got him at like 16. They have Jonnu Smith at 16. We have him at 17. Hayden Hurst, they have at 14. He's going, late teens. So that's notable. They have Ertz going at 18, and he is well below. He's actually at 18 on the number, but that is just to the vets. That doesn't include They've got Pitts in front of him and Freiermuth in front of him. So, yeah, so he's going a little bit later than that in the actual draft he's going basically right at the number. So that's, I think, the easiest way to think about it. They're underpriced on Eric Ebron. They're underpriced on Eric Ebron for sure. They're underpriced on Tyler Higbee as well. So those are two value guys we like. They're underpriced on Dawson Knox by, maybe like five or six spots as well. About five spots on Dawson Knox. So those are notable ones. Let's see if they have any huge outliers on the other side. No, that's pretty much it there. They're pretty low on Gronkowski too, which is notable. They have him at tight end 22. And we have him at, he's actually going tight end 25 in terms of the RDP. So I think the market's pretty favorable on taking Gronk on a 1-year deal. That should spike up. I mean, he should, like, him going behind Blake Jarwin makes zero sense. And Dalton Schultz going after Blake Jarwin is quizzical, given what Dalton Schultz did last year. So that'd be the thing. So I think big takeaway, they have Irv Smith much more valuable. They have Logan Thomas much more valuable than the market does. I think that's really the big stuff. And they're really, really, really bullish on Kyle Pitts. So those are the big takeaways. So, I hope this was helpful. We can do this on more of a monthly feature now that we sort of have all of our data cranking out, and we'll be able to tell. What would be interesting to see is how big the value spreads get throughout the month. We can sort of track, I'll try and work on like a working average type deal where we can track how big the differences get, because I think they'll be bigger as the month closes, and then at the beginning of the month or whenever they release their data in the middle of the month, I guess, it'll get closer and then spread apart, I would imagine. So I'd be looking for it, be interested in doing that. So, all right, well, that will do it for this episode of the Dynasty Daily, looking at RDP versus ADP. Till next time, continue to embrace the variance. We'll talk again very soon.